sometimes, let's be honest about it, we can be so incredibly spiritually thick. God puts something right under your nose and you miss it completely. Come on, it's true, isn't it? So maybe it's time to get a revelation of the blindingly, glimpsingly obvious. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how easy it is to ignore the things that we're taught. I remember during my tertiary studies, plenty of times, sitting in class, hearing the lecturer speaking, and yet allowing my mind to wander. I still have notes from lectures where my handwriting falls off the page where I fell asleep during the lecture. A good friend of mine tells of a teacher who said to him once, "Son, you sit and think, but mostly you just sit." Often our undoing isn't as a result of a lack of knowledge, but our failure to learn and apply what we're being taught. I've watched people at church as the preacher preaches a really good sermon. Their minds have kind of wandered off somewhere else. Or they're more interested in that woman over there who just walked in late, or whatever's going on. Now, imagine that morning when you were sitting in that church hearing the preacher but not really listening. Imagine that God was wanting to speak to you through his word. God had a special message, something powerful to say to you that would change your life, but you weren't paying attention. Sad to say, that happens a lot more often than we'd like to think. So let's take a look at the complete opposite of that. A heart that's open, that's ready, that's listening and hanging on God's every word. Psalm 119, verses 12 to 16. "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." That right there is a man speaking to God about his heart to learn from what God has to say. There is a man with a teachable heart, not only ready to listen to what God has to say, but to live by what God has to say. So I'm thinking, what if everyone who believes in Jesus, what if everyone who calls themselves a Christian had a heart like that? What would the church look like then? What would this world look like then? How much more love, more peace, more sacrifice, more service, more healing, more reconciliation would be happening in this world if we all, you and I, lived with that sort of a heart towards God? "Teach me your statutes, O God. I will declare your word with my lips. I will delight in your ways as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your word and fix my eyes on your ways. I'll delight in your word and I won't forget it." Wow. But there's something else that we need to get that sort of insight, that sort of impact in our lives from God's word. The essential ingredient of having a teachable heart, the essential prerequisite, if you will, is having a humble heart, a heart that is aware of the deep spiritual poverty that lies within. Often the reason we don't take God's instruction, God's wisdom to heart, is because there's this translucent veil of self, as A.W. Tozer calls it, draped over our hearts. "I know everything. If only my wife or my husband or that person over there would listen to what the preacher's preaching today, well, this world would be a better place. If only they would get it." That's often how we think, right? It never crosses our minds that what God is saying today through his word is meant for us. That he's trying to deal with that poverty within us that's robbing us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. Come on, we all have blind spots. We all have things about ourselves that we can't see. Well, that's the whole point of it being a blind spot, right? We just can't see it. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In other words, those who recognize their deep poverty, those who admit it, they're the ones who'll be blessed because the kingdom of heaven is for them. What blind spots do you have? The answer is, you don't know because they're blind spots. The same's true of me. I have my blind spots too. The question is, what do you do about them? So try this on for size. Psalm 119, verses 17 to 19. "Deal bountifully with your servant so that I may live and observe your word. Open my eyes so that I may behold the wondrous things of your law. I live as an alien in the land. Do not hide your commandments from me. What do we do about our blind spots? We ask God to open our eyes so that we can see the point of what he's trying to say to us, so that when we open the Bible and read his word, the Holy Spirit will lift that one particular verse or that one particular story that he has for us today right off the page and plonk it into our hearts, so that in an instant we'll get what he's trying to say to us in a way that completely and utterly and radically changes us, in a way that deals with some of the deep spiritual poverty in our hearts. When was the last time that you went to God and asked him to deal bountifully with you, to open your eyes so that you could behold the wonders of his word? When was the last time you said to God, Lord, I'm an alien in this world. This life down here is tough today. I need your word, so don't hide your commandments from me. In James chapter 1, verse 5, God says that if any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. Sometimes we wrestle with problems and we just can't find the solution. The solution, though, is in asking God to help, asking God to open our eyes, asking God to give us the wisdom that we don't have. Why is it that we imagine that in living our lives for God, we have to go it alone? So often it never crosses our mind to ask for help from God, who created the whole universe. Listen to how God describes himself to his people when they're laboring as slaves in captivity. Just listen to the picture that God paints of himself. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created all these stars? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded from my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and become weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the God whom we serve. This God whose understanding is unsearchable, who created the heavens and the earth, the trillions of stars. Why do we imagine that our way is hidden from him, when all along this mighty God would give power and strength to the weak? God is ready. God is willing and able to help. And he is still speaking today through his word. So, what are you waiting for? Father God, thank you that you are the God who created the whole universe. And you are the God who wants to bring your strength, your power to the weak and those who need it. Lord, we confess that we're not able to do things on our own. Sometimes things overwhelm us. So, Father, we ask today that you would open our hearts to receive your word, to believe that you are the one who would give strength to the weary and to the powerless. Lord, we give our lives to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this program that you've just been listening to is heard not just here on your station, but actually through over 1,350 stations in 160 countries. And yet we face so much spiritual opposition in so many places because, frankly, our enemy, the devil, does not want millions of people each week hearing about Jesus. So can I ask you a huge favor? Would you pray with me that God would open many, many more doors around the world for us to share this stunningly good news of Jesus Christ with the lost? Because our heart, his heart, is to reach the unreached with his love. If you're serious about praying with me, you can check out this month's prayer list at christianityworks.com. And while you're there, don't forget that there's a treasure trove of resources in the Media Lounge, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Topics like the devil, spiritual warfare, the Holy Spirit, and lots, lots more. God's word is so powerful. So check out that Media Lounge at christianityworks.com. I want to see your life transformed as you receive his word into your heart. I'm Bertie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.